Previously on Five Friends in Fiction.
Afternoon, Balasar. I need your help.
With what?
I have a door. A door that has a lock. A lock that I cannot open, and I need your help, as you are the only one who can open it. Okay, as soon as you get within about two or three steps of the sigil, it's like you walked into a brick wall. Balasar, why can't I see that you are touched by the void?
Maybe some of us don't want to be seen.
Onzeo, you are frightened, presently. You see a figure, complete blackness, coalesced into human form. Creed, as you take your first step back, you too disappear.
No!
Your eyes focus in the darkness. You realize the person standing in front of you, you've seen before. You've seen this person many times before. You killed this person less than a month ago. It's Thrag. Dav, you're standing in the room. Mm-hmm. And looking around, you notice standing in the room with you is someone that you hate more than anything and you are afraid of more than anyone. He took your parents from you.
No! I knew you were gonna say that!
And your siblings got lost because of him. It's Duke DeLuca, and he is standing in this room with you.
Help!
Dora kind of pokes her head out as she hears the explosion, just goes, motherfucker. Well, you don't have to roll fear for her as she's not targeted at
no,
you.
No, I know.
And as a goddess, she has a lot of movement.
Oh, no!
Oh, dear God.
She is going to come and she's going to stab at Jor to get at Dora. He's still... He's getting down there, but he's still okay. He's not dead
bless
yet.
His heart.
He just has black smoke just kind of pouring out of his face as she stabs Jor, and then she bloops into the... I mean, she doesn't bloop. She doesn't blink or anything. She just pushes past him. He's going to actually make a strength saving throw to not get knocked out of the way. And he failed, so he falls back. He is prone. Okay, so this crazy-looking beast has come out of the woodwork, stabbed a couple of your friends, and it is now Balasar's turn.
I want to, right quick, I want to make a religion check on the thing that just came out of the door. That's a natural 20.
Yeah, no, it's a nature goddess. You don't recognize the religion, but she looks sort of elven, so she might be Sylvanaris from the elves.
Just an educated guess.
Yes.
Alright, so then I will just go back and focus on Thrag, and I'm going to again spend another key point to try and do another stunning strike. I'm gonna keep trying. 22 to hit.
22's gonna hit, and then was it a dex or a strength save?
It's a constitution.
Oh, he got a 12.
Ooh, he is stunned. 7 damage. So then I will attack him a second time with advantage because of the stun. That's a natural 20. 11 damage.
He looks close as hell to dead. The sort of the visage of Thrag has sort of fallen down, and you can see it is just a giant dummy, and pieces are just falling off left and right. Not dead, but looks a little bit worse than the other one.
Then I will go in for some punches.
Okay.
With advantage, because he's stunned. That's not great. It's only 9 to hit.
That is not going to do it.
I won't make it a flurry of blows. There's no point.
So Jor is going to stand up. He is going to look at this thing, and he's going to look at Dora and go, really? Really? And she's going to go, all right, I was really mad. I'm sorry. Just kill her, please. And Jor is going to try and stab her. And he's going to miss as he rolled a 2. And then he rolled a 7, and even with his plus 6, that's not going to be enough to hit her just barely. So Jor has failed at stabbing this thing, and we're back up to Dora, who is going to also try and stab this thing. And she is going to, thank frickin' Christ, and is going to try again. That is going to hit. Dora stabs this thing 2 times. Petals and branches and things are falling off of her, but she seems pretty unfazed by this whole scenario, and we are down to Onzeo.
Okay, that's a 9.
That's not gonna do it. This thing's almost dead. You could blow on it and it could die.
25.
That is definitely going to do it.
So with all of her anger, she's going to take her sword and raise it above her head and just bring it straight down.
All right, so Anzeo brings her sword up and just plunges it into this dummy's head. And just it cracks against wood and leather as just the guts are flying out. The guts of nothing, the cotton and the pieces of string and things like that. And it crumples to the ground, dead as dicks.
Yay.
Oh, did you roll a constitution saving throw at the end of your last turn to stop being afraid?
No.
Okay, roll a constitution saving throw at the start of your turn for the last time to see if you're still afraid.
13.
Not gonna do it.
That's what I first
So you're still terrified, but you're fine where you are. You know, just stay there.
I'm gonna use my crossbow.
Okay, you're gonna shoot a thrag?
Yes. 18 to hit.
Yes, 18 is going to hit.
One.
God. No, it's plus your. You don't have any dex. Motherfucker.
Oh, wow. I don't have proficiency, do I?
No, not to your damage. If you. Oh, God, I wish you had just one dex. He's still up. I mean, he's down, but he's not dead quite yet. Motherfucker. All right, Devaris, what you got?
So, seeing that she can now attack him and no one's in her way, Dav steps right down to where she is in line of sight of this fucking vile human that literally ruined her life and took her family away from her. And she looks at him, and to cast spells, she uses her hands. She casts Magic Missile on Frederick DeLuca, wanting to end him, even though after seeing the other ones, she knows he is only like a mannequin. And I rolled a 3+1. I am shooting all three magic missiles at him. She like pulls her, like she pulls her arms up, kind of twists them together, and magic missile shoots out of her palms. And fucking, I hope to God they wreck him. And she yells, "You ruined my family, and now I ruin you."
So that's 12 total damage?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I had hoped she was going to flip him off. In my mind, she just stands there and gives him the finger, and just magic missiles shoot out of her middle finger. No, he's not dead, but he definitely does not look like Frederick DeLuca anymore. He looks far more like a mannequin wearing a Frederick DeLuca costume. And we are now down to Balasar.
I will go ahead and just do an unarmed strike against Thrag. Fucking shit. So I'll go over for a quarterstaff attack.
Please hit him. Please.
23.
Yes, thank Christ. There is nothing you don't even need to roll a dice. There is, you cannot roll lower than his hit points, as he has one hit point.
I just want to take the staff and just push him over.
He's stunned. You just kind of grab your quarterstaff with both of your hands, one hand near the bottom and one hand near the top, and you just bop him right in the center of his chest, and he just falls over, dead as a dick, and he is dead.
Twist it.
Pull it. Flick it.
I've got one more hit. I'm just gonna attack the goddess, even though it's gonna be weird. 20?
Yes, that'll hit her.
8 damage.
She looks fine as hell. I mean,
she looks fine.
Fine as hell. Hey, well, maybe Bao would think she's fine. I mean, he likes nature.
Yeah, that's not what I meant, but yes. Alright, so it is Jor's turn. He's gonna try and stab a goddess. And he's going to. And then he's going to try and stab her again. And he is going to. Nope, I'm sorry, he's not. It's Dora's turn as we're back to the top. Dora is going to stab her, and she did. And then once more into the brink, and she... They both miss on their second. So Dora and Jor just kind of simultaneously just get her, one in the front and one in the back, and just... They're holding her there, pinned. But she just looks really, really mad as they're holding her there with their void daggers. And on Zeo, it is your turn. You got Duke, Frederick DeLuca, and you got a goddess in this hallway.
I really want to go past him because I really don't want to take an attack opportunity, but... That was here, right?
Yes, no. It was to there. And let me see if he even is going to hit you. Oh, he's going to for a 21.
Of course, because everything hits Kate.
And that is for 9 damage.
God damn it. The dude's standing in the wrong spot.
Well, he got trapped because of Creed. All right, so you make your way down the hallway taking a sword swipe from DeLuca. What are you going to do now that you got the goddess in your line of sight?
I'm going to hit her with a 19.
Yeah, yes, you are.
For 8 damage.
Holy cow. Okay. Okay, I mean, she's still up. She's not looking super great. Parts of her floral visage are sort of falling away, and once again, so are some small pieces of cotton and leather, as she, too, is not actually a goddess.
Now I'm going to hit her with 20.
Dirty 20 or natural 20?
Dirty 20.
Okay.
La, la, la.
All right.
Not a fancy 20.
All right, yes, you are going to hit her with a dirty 20.
6 damage.
For 6 damage? Okay. You shoot her 2 times and just... Those sounds like farts.
You shoot her with my farts.
I just turn around and drop trowel. No, you shoot her 2 times, and again, she's not looking hot. Even less so now after the second arrow hits her. Creed, it's your turn. You're standing up there. Your dude's dead, so you're no longer afraid.
Yay.
You got Jor in the way of the goddess.
I'm not moving. I'm going to use Prayer of Healing. So everybody that's here, Dab, Anzeo, it's just like right on the edge of my length of prayer. 16.
Sweet. All right, everyone who has been hurt, who's not Dora, gets 16 points of health.
Yay.
So, Devaris, you gonna kill this guy?
I hope so.
He looks bad. Not as bad as Thrag or the Smoky Monster.
I want to fucking... pull out my short bow and just like hopefully end this motherfucker. I rolled a 14 plus 8 to hit. 11 damage. Please fucking tell me I ended this motherfucker.
How would you like to do this?
Devaris draws her short bow, lets that arrow go, and it hits this piece of shit right in the heart.
And he just crumples to the ground as he is made of just garbage materials. Just. As he hits the floor, as he is a mannequin now, and is dead. As dead. Congratulations. And there's only one enemy left, and she is going to... I think she was stabbing Dora, so she's going to keep doing that. Holy shit, she rolled a natural 19. She stabs Dora for 7, and then goes in for a second attack, and I rolled the damage instead of the attack dice. She does not hit, so she brings her wooden kind of sword thing up and brings it down towards Dora, but Dora just kind of swooshes right out of the way, and she does not make contact, and it is now... sorry, that was the enemies. It is now Jor's turn to stab this guy. Holy shit, for a natural 17. Dora's turn. She's going to try and double stab. She is not going to double stab the first time, but she... she rolled a natural 20! Yes! For 15 damage. Dora goes in and just cuts her right across this thing's neck, and just cotton and vines and flowers and things just start shooting out. And then they stop, as it is just like leather peeling away from the skin, and we are down to Anzeo.
Oh, wait. Wasn't it me?
Did we skip... No, did we skip Bell? I did skip Bell. Because the enemies went, and then... No, he's supposed to go before Jor. So, go ahead, Bell. Sorry.
Okay, I was just going to, disengage. And because I kind of have a feeling, since the sigils are involved, I know who's probably doing this. I'm gonna go down the hall. Yeah, I'm just gonna run the full 40, my full 45 down the hall to there.
Okay, Belle, you make it to right here before you disappear.
God damn it!
All right, yep.
All right, and Belle, I need you to roll a constitution saving throw for me, please.
16.
Okay, no, you are not afraid. As you are looking in this room, you recognize the person standing there, but you know that they are not who they are. It's a dragonborn. He's standing there in priest garb, and you would know him from any dragonborn you'd ever seen, as he is the one who imprisoned your master and sent you from Firestone, sent you from the city. But you know he is not real. And though he might hurt you, he is no threat, and you are not afraid.
Since I didn't make it all the way down the hall, do I still have movement to approach and start attacking?
I mean, you don't have to. I'll show you. You're standing literally right in front of him.
Okay. I will like to attack. I now have a chance to do things that I didn't get to do.
I feel you.
A 21 to hit?
Yeah, that's gonna hit.
5 damage. Second attack. That's 17 on the die, so yeah, that
yeah,
hits.
That's gonna hit.
6 damage. I'm gonna just go ahead and burn a key for flurry of blows. Gonna go for 2 punches. That's 16.
Yep, that'll hit.
8 damage. And then one more. 15 on the die, so that hits.
Yes, that will hit.
7 more damage.
Holy shit, Val. I feel like you're angry. You go after this guy. You know he's not real, but you don't care. Fuck this guy as you just beat him over the face, over his nose and things. And then just you bite him just right in the jugular and you just get a mouthful of leather and cotton and it's old and gross and fuck that shit. But fuck this guy and he looks bad as hell. His visage is already starting to fall off. And so we took Dora and Jor's turn, so on Zeo.
Alright, I'm gonna keep my roll.
Which was what?
15?
That is not gonna hit.
Alright. Natural 20.
Yes, a natural 20 is gonna hit.
Well, sure.
Yes, 100%.
So 12?
How do you wanna do this?
Gonna go for the back of her head, cause why not?
So you draw your bow back and you aim it at the back of her head and you hit her just in the nape of her neck and all the leaves and the flowers and the vines just kind of explode off of her, and she is just a dummy, and she's standing there. She just kind of falls to the side, hits the wall, and just slides down. Jor takes a step out of the way as her legs just kind of crumple off into the hallway, but she, too, is dead as dicks. Creed, it's gonna be your turn.
Was everyone dead? That means we're out of...
Technically, I guess you are out of initiative because Bal is set in a separate room.
So can we move however we want?
I mean, Bal's still in initiative, so we're still going to go in order.
I just move.
Okay. All right.
Could I talk?
Yes.
On my rocky talkie?
Yes. As a free action. Yeah. Within reason.
Hey, Bal, could you give us a knock or something so we can figure out where you are?
That's actually considered an action. He can't do anything until it's his turn. Dev, what you up to?
So, since I'm not in initiative, how... far can I move?
Your movement. Until Bal's done.
Oh, damn. Okay, well, I guess I'll just move.
Alright, it is the enemy's turn, so he's just gonna try and kill you, Bal. He rolled a natural 17.
That's fine with me.
So, 8 on the first, 8 damage on the first hit. He rolled a natural 16 plus 8, so he's gonna hit you the second time for 7. So 8 and then 7 damage. It is your turn, Bal.
I'm not going to say a word. I'm going to go for 2 more attacks. 19 on the die. 10 damage. Ooh, that might not hit. That'll be 12.
That is not going to do it.
Alright, so I'll go for a punch. It's 15 on the die. 8 more damage.
How do you want to do this?
Just go just in a frenzy and just punch the head off, essentially.
Okay, you hit him with your quarterstaff 2 times, and you notice as you're hitting him in the neck area that dummy's head seems to be pretty loose. And after your second hit with your quarterstaff, you can just see that the joint is broken. And so with all of your might, you just take your fist and you punch into the dummy's head, and it just goes clattering across the floor as he falls down. And you're now just in a room with the barred door with a dead dude, and you guys are out of initiative now.
Does it look anything like what it did look like?
No, not once they're killed, they go just straight back to looking like dummies.
Okay.
So you're just, they're in a hallway with dummies and you're in a room with dummies.
Alright, well then I will go to lift the bar and stuff off
the
door.
Okay, roll a strength check. It's really an easy check.
Oh, well.
Okay, it's apparently a really hard check.
It's a 5.
Okay, so the door doesn't open as you grab a hold and you try with all your might.
I'll grab the rocky talkie now out of my bag. And I'll be like, I might need a little help getting out of here. And I start knocking on the door.
Okay, so you guys can figure out that he's in that center room on the north hand side. You can't I mean, you could try and break the door down. It is barred from the inside. How do you guys want to try and help him get out?
I'm going to attack the door with my sword.
Okay, do that, please. It's a door. You do have to roll to hit it, but I mean, you're going to probably hit it. It has a very low AC.
15?
Yes, that'll definitely hit a door. Your sword bounces off the ceiling somehow. All right.
Bath for a second.
Yeah, no, that's totally fine. So your sword cracks against the door, and you just swing a second time, and the wood on the top half of the door splinters, and you're able to kind of just reach in and help him pull the bar up. So, Bal, roll that strength check again with advantage.
Da-da-da. Well, that's a natural 20.
Okay, yeah, so easily with Anzeo's help, you're able to throw the bar to the side and step out into the hallway. So you are all back together again.
I'm kind of scared of what's at the end.
We need to make sure we proceed with caution. We don't want to necessarily figure out what's in that last room.
Jor?
Yeah, what's up?
Would you mind proceeding in the hallway for us?
Sure. And he starts just walking down the hall, and he disappears.
Ask and you shall receive!
Can we take a guess at which room he's in?
Do we know where Dora came out of?
Yeah, the door exploded because she blinked out of the room.
Oh, right, okay.
And Jorah's scared as hell. And he starts pounding on the door, this last door back here, and he's just screaming Dora's name, Dora, Dora! And she just comes to the door. She blinks to the other side. She grabs a hold of him, pulls him through, and goes, "Are you fucking kidding me?" And she takes a step back and goes, "I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry." And she goes, "We're going to talk about this later as soon as that door opens. But Jor, we have some things we need to discuss." And the door just splinters. And stepping out
of
this final room is a shorter man, pitch black hair, ashy gray skin, full black eyes, in a black double-breasted coat, black pants, and black shoes. He reaches to his side, and materializing in his hand is a dagger made of black stone. And Anzeo and Creed, you recognize this person, and Anzeo's laughing, so I know she knows exactly who he is. And Jor looks horrified, and Dora looks embarrassed as this man is now standing in the hallway, and he runs and charges at Jor. And he's going to hit the first time. And he's going to hit the second time with two natural 17s.
This would be extra bad if Jor dies to the thing he fears.
Yes. 13 plus 6 is 19 damage. We're going to roll back into initiative. Anzeo, you get to go first.
Yep. Natural 20.
Holy shit, alright.
Oh!
That's how you start it. 22.
Holy cow.
Damage?
Yeah.
22. Okay, Anzeo pulls her bow back and just fires into this thing's shoulder, and it staggers to the side a little bit. It's still focused on Jor, but I mean, holy shit. 22. Alright, you roll your second attack.
16?
That is not gonna hit, actually.
God damn it.
Okay, and it is now Jor's turn. He has to move his full movement, which is 90 feet, you guys. So he runs at the door. Just full-on sprint, runs past everybody. He's going to take an attack of opportunity, as he's going to book it as far as way as he can. He's not afraid. He gets to the wall as he's about to... He's blinked a few times. He can't just run that. He's exploded and jumped forward in 30 feet spaces, but as he gets to the end of the hall, having used his full foot movement, he stops, looks really embarrassed, and he turns around. But he can't do anything. That's his turn. And we're now down to Dora, as Dora rolled a 19. She's going to go, "I know you're not really him, but I'm going to just say it anyway. I'm sorry." And she rolled a natural 17. That's going to hit him. Shit, she doesn't have Jor over here to give her her bonus for a... What is that? It's not going to be enough for a 6 plus 7. All right, so Dora stabs him once in the chest, and he looks actually pretty bad with What fucking Kate did to him. And we are now down to Balasar.
I'm not gonna move to any out of a space. I'm just gonna kind of circle around behind him. And then I'm going to just do a staff attack. 19 on the die. That's 6 damage. Second hit. Oh, that's a natural one.
Luckily, nobody's standing close enough to him to natural one hit somebody else. But you do just smash the top of your staff against the floor. It shakes your arms up a little bit, and so you feel a little bit rough. But other than that, your natural one hasn't caused you any sort of undue duress. And we are now down to Devaris. It is your turn.
Okay. I want to try to short sword this fucker in the face. 13 plus 8 to hit. So my sneak attack is 4. 3 plus 5.
Man, he looks really bad. I mean, he still has his full form, but he would be considered bloodied. As we go down to Creed. What's up? How are you feeling, Creed?
I've seen better days. Can I do a crossbow attack from here to hit him?
I mean, Dev's kind of... Well,
hit me. I haven't been hit, so...
Well, I don't want to hit you.
Yeah, you don't know what's coming up next in the rest of this place. From there, it's fine. You won't hit Dev. Yeah, otherwise, yeah, she's going to be in the way kind of no matter where you go.
I'm going to use my crossbow for...
There's not enough you can add to that to make it okay. So you fire a crossbow and it just kind of, thing just kind of skits, what is that, a bolt? Just kind of skitters across the floor as it hasn't done shit. And it is now this guy's turn. He really wants to kill Jor, but Jor's so far away, so he's going to go after his next.
He's got to make a wisdom
saving
throw.
Oh, because he's within 15 feet of you. Do they move with you, or do they stay?
Yeah, they move with me.
Okay. He rolled a natural 17. He's fine.
He's good to
go. He gets half damage.
So it's 8.
Sorry, I'm trying to math.
Wow.
Oh, it's so hard. Okay, so it is now his turn. He's going to try and kill Dora as their friends. And he does know that. So it's 16 plus one, his thing is going to hit her. And then he's going to spread the love around a little bit. As other people have hit him too, and he's just gonna kind of whack you to the side, Dav, bringing his sword around after hitting Dora right to you with a natural 15 plus 6, so 21, for 8 damage. On Zeo, it is your turn. You have Dav in your line of sight to fire. You can still try and hit him, just take disadvantage, and just know that if you will hit her if you miss.
I'm gonna take the chance. 14, so.
Nope, that is not going to hit.
19.
That is going to hit.
5 damage.
That is not very good. It's Jor's turn. He's out of blinks, he's almost out of blinks. He does have to run back. He's not going to waste his shit, but he's not. He ain't no scared of no ghosts. So he's coming back. It is now going to be Dora's turn. She's going to try and stab him 2 times. She can add her sneak attacks to the first one and to the second one. Actually, he looks really bad. He is losing his form. He is just becoming one of those gross dummies as she stabs him 2 times with her gross-looking daggers. And that leaves us down to Balasar.
Well, another quarter staff attack. 20. That's a dirty 20.
Yes, 20 will hit. I don't care how dirty it is, it's going to hit.
10 damage.
How do you want to do this?
You know, strike him across the back or shoulder or whatever. Nothing too fancy. Just, I know it's a dummy.
You bring your quarterstaff down on the dummy's shoulder and it just kind of dislocates and crumples and he just slops to the side and is down. Dead as dicks. And you guys are out of initiative. Congratulations.
Woo-woo.
For now. There's still another door.
Thank you for listening to 5 Friends in Fiction. Your dungeon mom was Emily Leverage. Anzeo Stanhope is Kate Flint. Balasar Kepisk is Tyler Deal. Abaddon Creed is Matthew Austin. And Devaris Lona is Abigail Leverage. 5 Friends in Fiction will be back in 2 weeks. So until then, may your friends always have your back.